This is Tom Arms with LookAhead.com's World Report for the week beginning the 10th of October. LookAhead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Trade talks between the EU and US continue next week while Germany's Constitutional Court debates the legality of the EU-Canada Free Trade Agreement. In the Caribbean, charities in Haiti will be struggling next week to cope with the aftermath of Hurricane Matthew, while the American East Coast fights its own battle against nature. In Paris, Mayor Anne Hidalgo opens a transit camp for 1,000 refugees in the French capital on Monday, while on Friday, President François Hollande leads a national memorial service for the 81 killed by the terrorist attack in Nice. In Venezuela, the Democratic Union Coalition stages street protests against the government. No angry demonstrations in Estonia, where on Monday the country's first woman president is sworn in, and next Wednesday is 100 days before the next US president is inaugurated. OPEC on Wednesday releases its monthly oil market report. The day before, the International Energy Agency releases its annual energy outlook for Africa. There's also a World Energy Congress in Ankara, attended by Vladimir Putin, who will take the opportunity to further strengthen ties with Turkey and talk about Syria. Putin then flies to India for a BRICS summit hosted by Indian Premier Narendra Modi, who is also opening the first BRICS trade fair. There'll be a parallel summit of South Asian leaders. There's one big election next week, parliamentary elections in Afghanistan. And finally, next Saturday is New River Gorge Bridge Day in Fayetteville, West Virginia, when hundreds of base jumpers will leap from the 800-foot bridge. Better them than me. And that was next week's News Today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for LookAhead.com's expanded world analysis. This is Tom Arms with LookAhead.com's expanded world analysis for the week beginning the 10th of October. LookAhead broadcasts tomorrow's News Today, so that you can plan to participate. EU and American negotiators continue their talks aimed at securing a free trade agreement. President Obama hopes that they will be concluded before he leaves office, but the negotiations are running into stormy waters on both sides of the Atlantic. French President François Hollande said he would veto the agreements reached so far, and both Clinton and Trump have spoken against it. Haiti is the poorest country in the world. After 145-mile-per-hour Hurricane Matthew, the Caribbean island is also the most devastated. Government troops and police are conspicuous by their absence as charities struggle to restore order. Meanwhile, the Category 4 hurricane continues to work its way up the east coast of the United States. On the other side of the Caribbean, the hugely unpopular Venezuelan socialist government on Wednesday faces street demonstrations by the opposition Democratic Unity Coalition. They are pushing for a referendum to throw President Nicolas Maduro out before his term ends in 2019. In Estonia, the country's first woman president is sworn in on Monday. 49-year-old Kersti Kaljulaid was an EU auditor before being elected to the presidency by her national parliament. Oil prices have edged upwards in recent weeks, which will allow a slightly more optimistic note in OPEC's monthly oil market report on Wednesday. Expected to be less optimistic will be the annual energy outlook on Africa, published on Tuesday by the International Energy Agency. The billion people in sub-Saharan Africa have the same amount of electricity available to them as 47 million Spaniards. Turkey plays host next week to the World Energy Congress. Among the attendees will be Russia's Vladimir Putin, but he's not going so much to attend the Congress as to cement improved relations with Turkey. He will hold a bilateral with Turkish leader Recep Tayyip Erdogan, and the top of the agenda will be Syria and the Russian-Syrian siege of the rebel strongholds in Aleppo. Putin's Syrian adventure will also be discussed at the 8th BRICS summit. The leaders of Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa gather in the Indian city of Panaji. Alongside the BRICS summit will be a summit of the South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation. Conspicuous by their absence from the SARC meeting will be Pakistan. Indo-Pakistan tensions have risen recently after cross-border terrorist attacks. In nearby Afghanistan, there will be parliamentary elections on Saturday. They were originally scheduled for June, but were postponed because of the government's ongoing war with the Taliban. And that was next week's World News Today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned for World Viewpoints for myself and Lockwood Phillips.